Hello, today the church celebrates the memorial of St. Pius of Pietrelcina, better known as Padre Pio, and our gospel passage today comes to us from Luke chapter 8, verses 4 to 15. When a large crowd gathered with people from one town after another, journeying to Jesus, he spoke in a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path and was trampled, and the birds of the sky ate it up. Some seed fell on rocky ground, and when it grew, it withered for lack of moisture. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. And some seed fell on good soil, and when it grew, it produced fruit 100-fold. After saying this, he called out, "Whoever has ears ought to hear." Then his disciples asked him what the meaning of this parable might be. He answered, "Knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to the rest they are made known through parables, so that they may look but not see and hear but not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those on the path are the ones who have heard, but the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, that they may not believe and be saved. Those on rocky ground are the ones who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but they have no root. They believe only for a time and fall away in time of temptation. As for the seed that fell among thorns, they are the ones who have heard, but as they go along, they are choked by the anxieties and riches and pleasures of life, and they fail to produce mature fruit. But as for the seed that fell on rich soil, they are the ones who, when they have heard the word, embrace it with a generous and good heart and bear fruit through perseverance. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The parable of the sower challenges us to comprehend the ways of God and human nature and urges us to look deep into ourselves to know how we must live in order to grow closer to God and His kingdom. The parable of the sower invites us to ask ourselves what soil we are like. Some would say that we are like all of them. Perhaps there are different parts of our lives where we've opened ourselves to the movement and grace of God more than in other areas. And so let us pray that we may open our minds, hearts, and souls to become like that rich soil where the seed of God's grace may take root and thrive and produce great fruit in our lives and in the life of heaven.